Good morning. Welcome to worship here at St. John's Christian Church on the fifth Sunday of Lent. Fifth, but not final. We have Palm Sunday next Sunday that begins Holy Week, and Lent goes until midnight on Saturday, the day before Easter. So we're still in Lent, but we don't call next Sunday the sixth Sunday. We call it Palm Sunday. And at the 10:30 service, there will be a children's palm processional where you'll get to sing that wonderful song that we sing every year, which I can't remember right now. So, but welcome. I learned something yesterday. I did a funeral at a funeral home for Dorothy Miller's son, and it was at the funeral home itself. And all the people in the front row was like 3 feet in front of me. So the whole time I'm leading, it's just like, whoa, that was up close and personal. And I could see everybody's eyes. Now, some people at 8 o'clock thought I was just trying to see if they stayed awake and weren't closed. But it was that sense of being together. And so you may see me start to walk the aisle a little bit more because I am comfortable with wherever you want to sit. We are not going to advocate that you have to come forward or you have to move back. We are just glad, and God is glad, you are here to worship this morning. But I won't be walking the aisle today, but maybe we'll do that a little bit more, and that way I can engage a little bit more with you. So good to have you all here. Look at the prayer concerns in the back of the bulletin. Continue to be praying for Dorothy and her family. Ben Buehr did come home on Wednesday. He's had a good settling in and therapy will start. He really wanted to come this morning, but a little bit of word of caution from, so they're supposed to be live streaming this morning. If you weren't here earlier, we did lose power. That's because in confirmation, I was talking about John chapter 12 and light and darkness. I wasn't talking about the snow outside. But it came back on, so everything hope is up and running once again. Now, if you came in the parking lot over here, you might have seen our annual friend. The last few years, we have had a female mallard duck nest at the church. And normally, it's been over by the fire or the kitchen door, but we took those rose bushes out, and it showed up in the middle of the parking lot this morning, and it might be nested over here. So try not to scare it away, and it'll do its nest thing, and we'll see what our little friend does every year. Please be aware during our service that Anna Yoder, who was scheduled to do special music at both services, came down ill yesterday and just wasn't going to be up to singing today. So we will not have Anna sing, and that means after the pastoral prayer, we'll invite you to share the Lord's Prayer as we finish. So please be aware of that. And let us listen to our call to worship as we worship this day.
And what a blessing it is to not have to depend on luck for our salvation. God takes us as we are and helps us to become better people. So let us praise God and sing God of Glory.
Stand before your throne of grace, to find help in time of need, to seek your lovely face. Here I stand before your throne of grace, to find help in time of need, to seek your lovely face. God of glory, God of power, God of majesty. consecrated life. Father, I come to you through the blood of Christ. I bring to you an offering of a consecrated life. God of glory, God of power, God of majesty, God of glory, God of power, God of majesty.
From Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Let's pray. Lord, make us free, free with eyes not focused upon ourselves, free with ears open to hearing your word, free with hands reaching out, free with hearts no longer chained by what we possess, but bound instead by what we can share. Lord, make us free to worship and free to be extravagant with thankfulness. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
So Pastor Eric, you may have not said anything about snow, but I might have written something about snow in here, so maybe it's my fault. So there is a wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus Christ that washes us white as snow. What a victory we have in Jesus to have our sins forgiven and to have eternal life. Please stand as you are able to sing "There is Power in the Blood," followed by "Victory in Jesus."
Thank you.
Now let us pass the peace of Christ with one another.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. How we doing? Raring to go? Ready for tomorrow? Good. I have a little stone, okay? Some people call this kind of stone a worry stone, and they carry it in their pocket. They put it down there, and when something happens and they start to get worried, they may put their hand in their pocket and leave the stone in there, and they just may rub their thumb back and forth over the smooth surface. And somehow, that helps them get over their worry. So, the aspect of something in life, like, you know, half an hour ago, I was in Sunday school, and the lights went out. And if it hadn't have been, we had one window that had shade, it would have been very dark in there. That could have been worrisome. So I could have put my hand in my pocket and rubbed on this, and I would have been patiently waiting for the lights to come back on. So, worry. There are things in this world that we can worry about, okay? I want you to think about that when I read a little bit from John chapter 12, verse 27. This is Jesus, and he says, "Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Jesus, I don't know that he was worried, but he was concerned. His heart was troubled because he knew he was going to the cross and he was going to die on that cross. And in that moment, Jesus teaches us something that we should do when we encounter a problem or a trouble or something that worries us. Whatever that might be, Jesus glorified his Father. That means when something happens to us and we have to get over a problem, get over an obstacle, that we can pray and we can glorify God. If we are faithful and we don't fall apart, we don't get too worried, too anxious, but as we stay calm and work through that, how we do that will glorify God's name. He calls us to follow him. And as he went to the cross for our forgiveness of sins, we have to offer our confessions and ask God to forgive us, and we are walking in the path of Jesus. Now, I don't really carry a worry stone. I have learned just to pray. But this stone sits on the counter in my office, and it has a great verse on the other side of the stone that I didn't show you. It says Psalm 118, verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." So to remember, if there's a worry or a problem, God has made this day, and we can rejoice and be glad because Jesus is always with us. Let's pray. God, I thank you for these children. I thank you for your word. I thank you for how Jesus went to the cross.
Thank you.
And I thank you for the love of children. In Christ we pray. Amen. So I got a piece of artwork from Evie during the prayer. Thank you. And now it's time to go back to your seats. Let's come in prayer before the Lord. Lord, we bow before you. We pray for a sense of unity. A unity amongst us. A unity between us and you. A unity between your people. All your people. A sense of unity that comes through trusting and believing in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and to know the presence of your Holy Spirit. Lord, as we consider unity with you, we thank you. We thank you for God for being our creator, being the creator of the heavens and the earth, being the creator of all things that have been made and are made. We thank you for each one of us and the uniqueness and the talents and the gifts and the personalities of each one of us. And we pray that we would be united as brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who did go to the cross, who died on that cross, that we would know forgiveness of sin. Lord, we try. We do our best to be faithful. We do our best to follow you. And yet we sin. And instead of allowing that sin to build up guilt and shame, Lord, we have redemption through Jesus the Christ. And we thank you for the forgiveness of sin that frees us. And Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, our sustainer, that as Jesus ascended, he promised the coming of the Counselor, of the Comforter. And 10 days later on Pentecost, the day we know as Pentecost, we have the power of your Holy Spirit. Back then and throughout the ages and with us today, with us individually and collectively. So we thank you, God, for being our Creator and our Redeemer and our Sustainer. And we pray that through the Spirit's presence and guidance, we would walk a path that is in the light, not being tempted to step into the darkness, but being in the light to glorify your name. Lord, as a congregation, we pray for the individuals on our prayer concern list. We continue to pray for Ben and for Sue, as Ben is now home, and Lord, as the rehab continues, we pray for his healing and for the strength that will come, and we pray for his peace. We continue to pray for Dorothy Miller and her family upon the death of her son, Neil. Lord, may your hope, may your promise of everlasting life give them comfort. Lord, we pray for Stuart and Rhonda as Stuart goes for a second chemo treatment. We pray for healing. We also pray for your strength and your peace to be upon Stuart. We pray for Jody as she goes to another surgery on Tuesday. Lord, it was good to see her in worship this morning, and we pray that she would just feel your presence. We pray for Regina and for Connie and for Maxine. We pray for Larry and Mel and Monty and family members. We pray that each one of them would know your strength and your encouragement, your love, and your nearness. Lord, we pray for the spiritual council and the consistory as they meet tomorrow evening to talk about the business of the church, the ministry of the church. Lord, once again, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be upon them and unite them. Lord, in this time of prayer, knowing that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, Lord, unite us in this time of prayer, praying the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
The sermon scripture is taken from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 36, and can be found on page 1065 of the Pew Bibles. Now there were some Greeks among them. Now there were some Greeks among them who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd spoke up. We have heard from the law that the Christ will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them. This is the word of the Lord.